Hi, I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW. You are listening to the Chetco Activity Center, your gathering place. I'm here today with Son Stone, one of our volunteer Tai Chi teachers. How are you, Son?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for asking.
Oh, thank you for wanting to volunteer. So you approached me recently on Facebook, actually, and said that, hey, I teach Tai Chi. I'd be interested in coming and volunteering to teach Tai Chi. And that was a little over a month ago, right? That you first approached me. And This has been really successful. Today was
day three.
Yeah.
Class three. And we've had
lots of new people.
10, 12, 15 students. It's been a great turnout.
Yeah.
We were wondering if 1 o'clock would be a good time. And It seems like it is.
It's a wonderful time. It's really awesome. Thank you so much. Because it's cool to have things happening here in the building That are happening in the afternoon.
Right.
Son and I were talking about that a little bit before the podcast. And so we greatly appreciate you volunteering.
Good.
And you don't just do Tai Chi here at the Activity Center. You do Tai Chi in some other locations in town.
In town here in Brookings and Brookings Harbor at South Coast Fitness Center, which is next to the DMV. I've been teaching there since 2007 when I moved here. I teach in the mornings, and I have a wonderful time. I've met wonderful people. It's a great opportunity to meet the community and to help people. And that's why I was coming to you. I wanted an opportunity to reach out to the community in a bigger way, and this seemed like the perfect spot to do it.
And it's happening.
It is.
We've had all sorts of new people. Because each Friday that we've done this, right, there's been different people that have come in. So we've had some returning people, but things happen and sometimes You can't always come every week.
Right.
The people that are coming to the class rather can't come every week. Mm-hmm. And so it's cool to see so many different people from the community that want to learn more about Tai Chi.
Not everyone is a morning person.
Yeah.
And most of my classes are in the morning.
Yeah.
So having a 1 o'clock class is a new experience.
Yeah.
And again, not everyone is a morning person, so this is, we're attracting different types of people, and I'm getting an opportunity to meet new people, which was my main goal of wanting to volunteer here, is to meet more of the community and then hopefully help people.
And you also teach with the community college?
Yes, through the Southwestern Oregon Community, however that is, SWOC.
SWOC, Southwestern Oregon Community College.
Yeah. I've been teaching with them since, I think, 2008. And again, it's a huge turnout, especially, it's been since 2007, and the classes all of a sudden this last year have just boomed. Lots of people turning out, returning, mostly seniors, obviously, where it's a senior community, and Tai Chi is the perfect exercise for seniors. It's gentle, weight-bearing, helps with arthritis, lowers the blood pressure. There's just so many benefits. Doctors are now recommending it to people. And I've had wonderful, wonderful response and changes in people's health.
Very cool. Yeah, It's certainly... I wasn't able to join you all today. Mm-hmm. We're recording on a Friday and, I was busy, doing other stuff here, working.
Mm-hmm.
But the first week when I was able to join you all, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Right? I've done Tai Chi before and I've told so many people just the new way you help me understand things, right? Your certain method of teaching I really relate to. And it really helped to unlock some of the things for me beyond just the, I'm doing a movement or a form or whatever, but what else is going on possibly in my body as I'm doing that? And you help really unlock that.
Well, good.
For me,
that
appreciate
is,
that.
That is my goal, to really help us. We walk through life many times not being aware of where our feet are and where is our center and where is our weight. We get busy talking to people, looking around, not paying attention. So one of the main things I focus on is our center. Where's your head? Where's your feet? Do you feel your feet? Well, no, I don't. I'm not even aware. My feet, yes, okay. And when we get older, if we fall, that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't heal as quickly as we did when we were younger.
Yeah.
So helping people learn how to focus and balance and find their center will help them when they leave the class.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just coming to a class and moving and having fun. And it is fun, mm-hmm. that's for sure. Take it out from the classroom. Take it into your day-to-day life. For instance, I was explaining today, balance. Balance comes and goes. And when we're in class, we do some moves where we stand on one leg and try to balance. But it's more than that. It's not just, our goal is not to just stand on one leg. Our goal is to be aware of where is my weight? Where is my center? So in the mornings when I wake up, I'm kind of groggy in the morning. I'm going to put my hand on something to brace myself and find that center and that balance before I move. And that's part of the awareness, not just standing on one leg. It's really not about standing on one leg. It's about where is my center? Where's my root? Roots are a big thing in Tai Chi. Feeling the roots grow out of the bottoms of your feet and feel connected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun in class because I'll say to the students, do you feel your feet? Where are your feet? And they'll go, oh, I hadn't thought about that. Where's your feet? Okay, now root down. Well, where's your head? Where's your hands? It's like body awareness.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Body awareness, breath, and focus. So.
Yeah, I've been taking it actually into my daily life. Some of those things at the first class that you mentioned, right?
Great.
About being aware of, you know, you talked also about like before you turn, kind of, right? Sometimes we're just, and I'm one of those people that I move very fast through life often, right? For people that know me. And when you move, like being aware of where you're going to move to and being aware of how you're moving in the space, and especially being in, like you said, we're in a community with a lot of seniors, and when you tend to move faster, sometimes people don't always move as fast as we move. And so just being conscious that if I'm going to move fast, who else is around me?
Exactly.
And how can I be aware? So, right, we're not causing, you know, all of a sudden someone's passing by with a walker and I'm rushing. Well, they're going to have a little bit more of a time getting there, and they're going to need, and I'm going to be able to go around and things like that. And just being aware of stuff like that.
Exactly.
That as residents of Brookings Harbor, I think we all could, you know, use a little lesson
benefit,
in that.
Benefit from it. Absolutely.
Huge benefits. Yes. So for people that are listening to the podcast, Son, when is your class at the South Coast Fitness Center? You said it's in the mornings?
On Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 to 12 or 12:30. That's the college class, but it's also open to gym members. And Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 11. The gym sponsors the class.
Okay.
And the first class is always free to come see if this is something you'd be interested in. And there are different options for paying for classes.
Okay.
I don't need to go into that, but...
Sure. But they could always come by South
right,
Coast
come
Fitness,
by,
right,
and then interested. Now Fridays at 1 o'clock at the
yes.
Chetco Activity Center, and the price is right.
And the price is the price is definitely right. Most of our classes here and things that we do are free. We do accept donations,
sure.
And I know that we as a nonprofit would appreciate people donating, and we're also a membership nonprofit, so people could become a member for $15 a year if they would like.
Well,
but anybody's welcome to come, right?
Right, Sean
and I have
right.
talked about that it's more about getting them in the door and getting them to experience the Tai Chi.
Exactly.
And then if they fall in love with the nonprofit and want to get more involved, then that can come next. But really getting them in the door and getting them aware of their body and how they're moving and things, because we've had all different age levels, too, in this Friday class in the last 3 weeks, right?
I was quite pleased to see we had a lady who was almost 91.
Yes.
And then I'm not sure how old the new gal was today, but I think under 30.
Yeah.
So a Tai Chi is for everyone.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a senior to get the benefits from it. And for myself, I always wanted to be a dancer. But I'm not. I didn't go down that path. But this is the next best thing for me. When I walked into my first Tai Chi class, it was like, oh, I've come home. I used to teach yoga, which is awesome and I loved it. But when I walked into the Tai Chi class, it was my path. It's like dancing, flowing, moving, breathing. And then, of course, I always encourage laughing. Mm-hmm. Laughing is the best medicine, really. Mm-hmm. And so I try to have fun in the classes, but also pass on, help people to feel relaxed. Mm-hmm. And it laughing is the way to do it. Keep them laughing, and then they relax, and I remind them to breathe. And just, there's no right or wrong. My style of teaching is what I call the Western version. It doesn't have to be exact. Mm-hmm. It's, here's what I know. I'll show you what I know, and then you make it your own. And I found that that works really well for me and mm-hmm. for the students.
Well, I think that works well for most people, right? Because we're all a little different in some way, right? Even though
we're, I'm glad you brought that up.
Even though we're the same, right? Uh-huh. In many ways, we're mm-hmm. different. And oftentimes we all have to make adjustments with different things. And I really appreciate that you make that space for if we have someone in their 90s or we have someone in their 20s come in, mm-hmm. that everybody can participate. That's one of the things we appreciate, you know, mm-hmm. even though we are, you know, primarily we serve seniors here at the Activity Center. We appreciate it when, you know, people that aren't seniors want to come in and participate with stuff too,
because
helps
it's
us
called
be,
community.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's very exciting.
Inclusive.
Very
inclusive. Open arms.
Sean and I, if you can't tell, have been using this word inclusive for the last few weeks a lot to talk about this class, and we're really excited. So, again, for our listeners, if you'd like to join us for Tai Chi on Fridays at 1 o'clock at the Chetco Activity Center, we're located at 550 Chetco Lane, right behind Subway. There are flyers available, so if you'd like to contact Son directly, we could probably attach a flyer to this podcast. But you could also call the Activity Center if you have questions at 541-469-6822. And again, we're located right behind Subway in downtown Brookings. So, Son.
Yes.
I also started doing yoga before uh-huh. I did Tai Chi. What led you to your first experience doing, was it a Tai Chi class or
how did I find it?
Yeah. How did you find it?
Well, I think I said it was through a community college class and I just fell in love with it. And as time went on, through my church, we had a weekend retreat. And the ministers asked us to do a movement segment for the retreat, my partner and I. And so, okay, we can do that. And after we did that, most of the people said, we want a class. Can you teach us? And I went, oh, you want me to be a teacher? So I went to my teachers and asked them, what can I do to become a teacher? And so they certified me and made me a teacher and my partner. And we started teaching at the church, and then it just skyrocketed from there. I started going to other teachers and learning different things. There are so many paths on the Tai Chi itself, different styles, and then there's Qigong. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of Qigong movements. You can never get bored. There's mm-hmm. so much to do. And I've just been lucky enough to find people that wanted to learn. Mm-hmm. And I was teaching, before I moved up here, 4 classes a day. I was in great shape. Then, as I said, I moved up here not planning to teach for a while. And, well, the universe made sure I kept teaching.
Well, you have a gift for doing it, right?
And what I find, you know, people learn in different ways. Mm-hmm. There's the people who learn kinesthetically by moving, mm-hmm. people who learn auditory by hearing, people who learn by watching. So I've managed to learn. I've typed up the ways to move. I've made videos. And when I teach, I try to incorporate all those different styles of teaching mm-hmm. because everyone learns in a different way. And so by experience, I learned that was a fact and how to go about showing people what works for this one doesn't work for the next one. Mm-hmm. And that was a wonderful learning experience for myself.
So do you still practice yoga or do you,
no,
you mostly
no.
focus on Tai Chi?
I wish I did. Yeah. I wish I had stuck with it because it's such a great flexibility mm-hmm. Movement. Whereas Tai Chi I found that with yoga, you get into a pose and you hold it and extend. Whereas with Tai Chi, you come to your center and you sink and you relax and you, it's called a moving meditation in this continuous flowing motion. And it's just so pretty and so sweet.
I remember the first class a few weeks ago with you. You mentioned that. You said it's kind of like dancing meditation. And that really impacted me because I go to a local group meditation oftentimes, and we do a walking meditation there.
Nice.
And so it kind of, reminded me of that a little bit, how when Robin, our facilitator, will talk about, be aware of how your feet are hitting the floor and be present in the moment.
Exactly.
And, bring yourself back to this moment and pay attention to what's happening to your body as you're walking mindfully. And so it was nice for me to be able to have another aspect to add on to that. Right. And not just have it be walking, but add on to it in other movements and mindfulness,
Well said. That is that I keep saying exactly. That is exactly what one of the things we want to incorporate is mindfulness, awareness, and being in your body. So many times people in general are really not in their bodies.
I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW. You are listening to the CHETCO Activity Center, your gathering place. I am here today with Sawn Stone, and we are talking about the new afternoon Tai Chi class on Friday afternoons at 1 at the CHETCO Activity Center. KCIW is a nonprofit, as is the CHETCO Activity Center, and both nonprofits greatly appreciate your donations. And if you enjoy this programming, we do encourage you to donate. So, Sawn.
Yes.
I'm loving the class, if you can't tell from listening to this podcast. There's a lot of people in this area that do Tai Chi, yeah?
Yes, there are. It's amazing, actually. When I first moved here, there was a Tai Chi center in town. A gentleman named Yan.
Oh, I've heard about him.
Center there at the health food store at the time.
Yeah.
And he passed away, and then a couple of his students took over the class. So there's that group.
Okay.
And then here at 9 o'clock and 10:30, you have two more instructors.
On Wednesdays and Fridays, yeah.
And I think in Gold Beach there are instructors, and yeah, it's popular because it's so wonderful.
It is very wonderful. We've been saying exactly wonderful. I say absolutely a lot if you haven't noticed
that. I say exactly
a lot. It's okay. One of the things that Sawn and I have been talking about for our listeners, in an effort to bring the Tai Chi community together, a little bit more, there's a wonderful, worldwide event that happens every year called World Tai Chi Day. And Sawn and I were made aware of it, and it's actually technically called World Tai Chi and Qigong Day, correct?
Correct.
And I'm still learning all the vocabulary. so for our listeners, bear with me. But April 30th is World Tai Chi and Qigong Day. And you can find out more about that at worldtaichiday.org. But on Saturday, April 30th, we're planning a special Tai Chi celebration for all of our Tai Chi participants here at the Activity Center and anyone from the community who would like to come to participate. We're going to do group Tai Chi, and evidently at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, all sorts of people around the world during
the whole
same
world,
hour
right.
are going to be doing Tai Chi together.
It's awesome.
That's really awesome.
And the whole idea is to connect energetically around the world. Imagine the peace that we'll create with the breathing and the moving all together in different places in the world at the same time. It's going to be powerful, and we want to be part of it.
Yes, we're super excited.
And we want to include the community and anyone that has any interest at all.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity to come check it out.
Yeah.
We'll be doing, experiencing it, inviting people to experience it, maybe do some demos. We'll kind of go with the flow. We'll see what happens, who shows up. And then there's a potluck afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll be gathering at the Chetco Activity Center at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday, April 30th. And we're going to start with some general warm-ups, right?
And then at 10 o'clock on the dot, we want to all start with the focus and the breathing and peace. There's a Tai Chi instructor called David Dorian Ross, who's just one of my favorite instructors. He's calling it World Peace Day.
Oh, cool.
He's down in Southern California, and he has a center there, and he's got a web page and DVDs and the whole thing. He's been doing this probably for 30 or 40 years. But I just thought that was really nice, calling it World Peace Day, which is not new. It's not a new idea, but Tai Chi and Qigong is about feeling peaceful, relaxing, breathing, and flowing. So I just thought that was great.
Yeah, well, because, right, it's really easy to think about peace and all of these things as sort of a out there kind of, you know, well, we live in Brookings Harbor and, you know, we're so far removed from all of that and the rest of the world and we're so isolated and remote. But really, peace in the world starts with peace in ourselves.
Exactly.
Right? Uh-huh. And Tai Chi can help us, Tai Chi Qigong can help us find that center, right? Like you talked about earlier in this podcast, and help us find peace within ourselves. So then impacting those around us, and then the more of us that become at peace with ourselves, we then influence the people in our circle, and therefore we influence the world.
Exactly. My favorite word today.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So it's about feeling your body and balancing it and mindful of the breath and aware of our surroundings and feeling the flow. So how often do we get distracted with our thoughts or our activities and we're not aware of our bodies? We're not in our bodies. We're here, but we're not aware of it. And we're not aware of our breath. And deep, slow breathing coming into your body automatically brings peace. If you're tense or you've had a stressful day and you come and you just start breathing slowly and moving and relaxing, and it's just automatically your body knows what to do. It knows how to relax if you give it an opportunity to. And that's what we're offering.
So for our listeners, if it's not clear, we'd love you to come to the Chetco Activity Center on Saturday, April 30th. And you don't have ever had to do Tai Chi Qigong before.
Right, right.
You could be totally brand new, because we realize that some people might be working on a weekday and can't come to our regular activities. And so the Friday afternoon 1 o'clock class or one of our morning weekday classes or one of your classes at South Coast Fitness might not work for them. But a Saturday, they might be off work and they might be able to join us and learn some Tai Chi moves on the 30th.
And speaking of that, if people came that were interested and said, but mornings don't work for me, who knows? I mean, if enough people are interested, we might come up with an evening class somewhere. Because I've taught evenings here before at Vasana Yoga.
Oh, cool.
Down in Crescent City at the yoga center there in the past. So, you know, there's all kinds of possibilities. That's one of my favorite words, possibility.
That's really cool. That's so rad. It's so nice to meet other people in the community that are open to that, right? To the possibilities and to the opportunities, because there are so many wonderful, there's so many talented people in this area. For a small community, there are extremely talented people here. And when we all bring the gifts that we have, right? You clearly have a gift
for
communicating Tai Chi Qigong to people and how it relates to them individually and what their experience can be with it. And for you to want to volunteer to share that, it's part of why I wanted you to be on the podcast, is not just to talk about Tai Chi, but also to highlight someone else in the community that is taking a skill that you have as a career, right? That you obviously make a living at, but at the same time, you're also finding ways to give back to the community and share and volunteer your gifts for the community.
And you know, and you probably already know this, but when you give, you receive.
Yes.
So it's kind of selfish in a way. If I give, I'm going to receive back. It's just, that's the way it is.
why do you think I volunteer so much?
Exactly.
I've learned the secret. My dad told me a really long time ago when I was a little boy that the more that I make myself available to give to people, the more that I will find myself
right
reaping the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is. It's so easy to be the recipient of something. It takes a lot more effort, I feel, to give and to make yourself available and say, hey, I have these skills, right? I have a skill to get people comfortable talking about mm-hmm. things that they're passionate about, even if they're introverts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun for me to get people on podcasts and encourage them to share their story.
Well, you're really good at it.
Well,
Scott.
Thank you. Not everybody's comfortable though, having a microphone in your face, even if, you know, it's just a couple of us sitting here listening to you and it's not live. It can be intimidating to have a microphone sitting in your face. And if you're not used to that, it can be uncomfortable at first.
Sure.
But yeah, I certainly do appreciate you and appreciate that you're coming here to share your skills with the community at the Chetco Activity Center. It's
really
awesome. Well,
I appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. So a couple times in the podcast, we've talked about Tai Chi Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, for our listeners that might not be familiar with the second part of that term, kind of explain to us a little bit about
Are they the same or are they different? Well, let's go back to the word qi.
Okay.
The word qi can be interpreted as energy mm-hmm. or breath or life force. Tai chi can mean the ultimate life force. And qigong means working with that life force or moving with it.
Okay.
So tai chi is a series of choreographed moves like a dance. It can be anywhere from 50 moves to or less, up to 100 moves or 150 moves, depending on the style. There are five basic styles, were based on the family's names in China when they originally created Tai Chi or discovered it. There's the Yang style or Yang style, which is the most popular one most people see people doing in the parks or if you mm-hmm. see pictures of people in China doing it. The Chen style, the Wu style, the Sun style, and the I don't know how to pronounce it, the style, which are based on the names of families.
Okay.
So the way it started was in ancient times, the eldest son in China was the one that inherited. The younger sons went to the monastery. And when they would be walking home, maybe through a forest or a field, bandits could attack them and they didn't have weapons. So they came up with Tai Chi as a martial art by watching nature, watching animals. Many of the moves are named after animals. The snake creeps down. Rooster stands on one leg. And it is a martial art, but it's not necessarily taught as a martial art. When I teach a form, I will include the martial art aspects because it helps us to remember. But I don't teach it as a martial art. I teach it as a movement. And then there's Qigong, mm-hmm. which, as I said, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of exercises or movements, also often named after animals or nature. And you get the benefits from both of them, of lowering your blood pressure, relieving stress, helping with arthritis. Doing Tai Chi is a little more demanding than Qigong. Because Qigong, I can show you step by step and you right away you're doing it. Whereas Tai Chi requires a little more effort, a little practice, maybe memorization, if you really want to get into it. So that it kind of explains the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
They're similar, the same and yet different. And the same with the different styles. They're similar yet different. And they're all beautiful
mm-hmm.
and it's fun to do.
I learned something new today on this podcast.
Ah,
I did not know that it was a martial art.
Oh, yes. It's called the soft martial art.
Okay.
And there are people I've heard and read that it was the original martial art. And I have heard and read that if you took a Tai Chi master against, Kung Fu or Karate, that the Tai Chi master, more often than not, is going to win in a standoff or battle.
Really?
Yes. Because in Tai Chi, you would use the energy of the opponent. You would move past shift your weight. Now, I'm not an expert on that part. I don't teach the martial arts
right.
part of it very much. I went to a week-long retreat one time in Florida, and they had every morning we would get up and go into the big room, and mm-hmm. they would have a different master up there doing a different form. It was just the most incredible, beautiful thing to see these different, most of them were men mm-hmm. getting up, and there was one man who did the fan form. Gorgeous, big, giant man. You know, you look at this guy walking in and you think, well, he's kind of scary looking. And then he gets up, there's this beautiful fan and he's flowing and moving. And it was like, oh, that's one I want to learn. I want to learn that. So it's just so many different aspects of Tai Chi that one could, if one really wanted to research it or study it or learn it, you have a lot of choices, a lot of different choices. Now, I teach two styles of Tai Chi. I teach the Wu style and the Sun style. And they're different, but very similar. If you learn one style, you could transition into another, although I have found students come that maybe learned years ago from another instructor, the Yang style, and they have difficulty because their body memory wants to do that kind of movement that they learned in the Yang style, whereas my movement is slightly different. Same style, same movement, like cloud hands.
Mm-hmm.
You can see three or four different variations of that move. So it's just that deep if you want to go, that mm-hmm. complicated if you want to go. And yet, as you already experienced, it's very easy.
Yeah.
It's the dichotomy, the yin-yang, opposites.
Yes.
Soft and hard, dark yeah. and light, feminine and masculine.
Well, since you brought that up, would you be willing to talk about that for
the
our listeners?
The yin-yang?
Yes, please.
Sure. So everything contains yin-yang. They're inseparable and in interpenetrating relationship with each other. So nothing is absolute. Yin can transform into yang, yang, that's how they pronounce it in China. So on the Yang style, our side of the column, it would be the masculine, the sun, light, positive, active, heaven, spring and summer, heaven meaning just the sky. And on the yin side is the feminine, the dark, the moon, the female. It's just the opposites. So we don't spend a lot of time on this in class because it's a lot more detail and we don't have time to go into it. But it's actually a big part of what Tai Chi is.
Mm-hmm.
Opposites and balance. Balance and harmony are key words. Bringing those opposites into balance in our life, in every area of our life. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Well, it's great because some people don't, maybe they see the symbol, mm-hmm. the yin-yang is how you say it.
Yin-yang or yin-yang. Yin-yang.
Okay. And that symbol is actually on the flyer
mm-hmm.
For the 1 o'clock in the Friday afternoon Tai Chi class. And I didn't know all of that
Here's a little quote from Lao Tzu. What is soft is strong. Water is fluid, soft, and yielding. But water will wear away rock, which is rigid and cannot yield. As a rule, whenever whatever is fluid, soft, and yielding will overcome whatever is rigid and hard. So what is soft is strong.
That's really
cool. Is that
cool.
Too deep or what?
No, that's not too deep. I actually would like you to read that again for our listeners,
oh,
if you could.
Okay.
I think it's a great quote.
Yes. Water is fluid, soft, and yielding. But water will wear away rock, which is rigid and cannot yield. As a rule, whatever is fluid, soft, and yielding will overcome whatever is rigid and hard. So what is soft is strong. Lao Tzu.
That's an awesome quote.
Mm-hmm.
Very awesome. I'm going to have to find that and put it on my Facebook today. Thank you, San, so much for being here.
Well, I'm so grateful that you asked me to participate in this.
I'm so grateful you said yes, and I'm so grateful that you wanted to volunteer your time to Help us learn more about Tai Chi here at the Czech Coactivity Center. We're really grateful that you came to be a part of not just the Brookings Harbor community, but our little nonprofit community here as well.
Yes, yes.
You're really awesome. I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW. You have been listening to the Czech Coactivity Center, your gathering place. We've been here today with Son Stone. Thank you, Son, so much for being here with us. We've been talking about our new Tai Chi class on Friday afternoons that we've been offering at 1 o'clock, thanks to Son coming and volunteering. We also have been talking about World Tai Chi and Qigong Day on Saturday, April 30th, and we're going to be having a special celebration. We'll attach the flyer to this podcast, and we'll be gathering at 9:30 for a warm-up and starting more formalized 10 o'clock Tai Chi. So we'll be joining with people around the world at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to do Tai Chi for world peace and centering ourselves. And then we'll be following with a little potluck. And the event is open, as is our Tai Chi classes, and everything else at the Activity Center is open to any members of our community that would like to come and participate. If you enjoy this programming, we encourage you to consider donating to the Czech Coactivity Center or KCIW. We are both community nonprofits, and we appreciate your donations. Thank you so much for listening to KCIW, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. If you like this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio by volunteering your time or contributing to our capital campaign to help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org.